91X News.
It's 21 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sierra Turry. In local news, the Belleville Chamber of Commerce hosted a mayoral candidates debate last night at the Empire Theatre and discussed a lack of community engagement between Belleville residents and City Hall. Layla Nasser has more.
One key issue that came up is how council communicates with residents. The debate moderator, John Tour, said only 17% of people know the city wants feedback. Candidate Jody Jenkins says accessibility is the answer.
It's about making yourself available and making the City Hall, the culture at City Hall, open and accessible. And I think that we can do a better job at communicating what is going on within our city.
Tazo Christopher said he was perplexed by the 17% statistic.
We want to make sure that everybody is fully engaged and fully aware of the resources that we have as a municipality and also the resources that the chamber and their members and their families have.
Mitch Panchuk acknowledges that there is a communications gap between Belleville residents and City Hall.
Facts are facts, and that statistic speaks to the fact that there's a disconnect between people who are living in the city and how they feel they can communicate to members of their city council or the mayor's office.
Egerton Boyce expresses how he intends to fix that statistic.
First time I've ever heard that number, and I'm extremely disappointed by that. It comes down to communication. We hired a communications director to get our message out.
Other issues that came up included waterfront development, speed limits, safety in downtown, and the growing loyalist student population. Layla Nasser, QNET News, Belleville.
Also at the debate, mayoral candidate Mitch Panchuk was asked whether he'd be willing to support the Quinte Humane Society.
The Quinte Humane Society, as far as I understand, and I'm not a member of the board, but I understand that half the animals that they deal with are from Belleville alone. And so we don't want the Quinte Humane Society to relocate outside of our area. We want them here in Belleville. So it's important for us to help them. And certainly if I'm elected, I would step up and support them, help them with their capital project. They're looking at building a new facility.
John Tour, the moderator of the debate, noted that the society takes care of over 2,200 animals a year. In 2018, the society will receive a total of almost $4,300 from the city of Belleville. The Prince Edward County Memorial Hospital Foundation received $5,000 from the Association of Ontario Road Supervisors District 8 today. They plan on using the funds to help offset the purchase of two portable ventilators to use in the emergency department of their hospital. The association raised a further $35,000 that will be split equally between hospitals in Belleville, Trenton, Picton, Napanee, Kingston, Brockville, and Smiths Falls. In other local news, one lane will be closed on County Road 4 between Bethel Road and Tubbs Road in Prince Edward County today and tomorrow. This will take place between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and is for remedial work. Traffic control will be on site. Elsewhere, Canadian dairy farmers are unhappy with how the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement will affect them. Maria Hanenko has more.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with representatives of Canada's dairy industry in Montreal today. The topic was compensation to dairy farmers in light of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
We're going to be working with them over the coming weeks and months to figure out exactly what is the compensation they need, how we can ensure not just that they're okay, but that they continue to have confidence in the future of the dairy sector in Canada.
Canadian dairy farmers are upset about how the deal will affect their industry. Bobby Jarrell, a Corbyville dairy farmer, says it puts the domestic dairy industry in real danger.
Dairy farmers got thrown under the bus again. They got screwed.
The Dairy Farmers of Canada organization worries. The American dairy industry has different quality regulations and can produce much more than Canada can. This makes it hard for Canadian farmers to compete. But the dairy farmers will not give up easily. David Vienz, Vice President of Dairy Farmers of Canada, says their plan is to inform customers about domestic dairy and to prove that it's better.
Obviously, it's important for us that Canadians know what is the Canadian dairy products on the shelves and which are not, and that they would, you know, that they would continue to support us, obviously, through the products they purchase.
Trudeau says the federal government will work very closely with the farmers to calculate their compensation. Maria Hanenko, QNET News, Corbyville.
In national news, Conservative members of Parliament are demanding the federal Liberals drop their planned national carbon tax after Manitoba announced yesterday it is pulling out of the plan. But Intergovernmental Affairs Minister Dominic LeBlanc told the House of Commons he's disappointed the Manitoba government seems to think that pollution comes without a price tag.
We regret very much that the government of Manitoba has decided to pull out of the plan that they had previously submitted, which put a price on pollution. They obviously think that pollution should be free. And Mr. Speaker, we don't agree with this flip-flop from the government of Manitoba.
The federal government has demanded provinces charge a tax on carbon emissions starting at $10 per ton by the end of the year and rise to $50 per ton by 2022. Manitoba had planned a flat $25 per ton tax that would not rise. In international news, Republicans who have seen a confidential FBI report about allegations that Brett Kavanaugh sexually abused women 3 decades ago claim investigators found no hint of misconduct. But the Democrats are accusing the White House of slapping crippling constraints on the probe. Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley says the U.S. Senate should be ready to vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court.
This person is very well qualified. A person that believes in the principles of due process, the presumption of innocence, and readiness to serve are recognized. So Judge Kavanaugh should be confirmed on Saturday.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
At Quinny Waste Solutions, we have a system where all of the recycling is sorted by hand. Everything you put in the blue box is touched by someone, so please make sure it is clean. If you wouldn't want to touch it, neither would we. Making sure all the recycling is clean also makes it a lot easier for it to be made into something new, and it could start another cycle as a new item. Things that are covered with food will end up going to landfill. Plus, it can make all the other good stuff dirty as well. If you want to recycle smarter and feel good about doing good, visit quittyrecycling.org to find all the tips and tricks for being the best recycler you can be.
In sports, American extreme skiers who overcame threatening weather conditions and equipment problems to successfully ski down from the summit of the world's fourth highest peak returned safely from the mountain today. James Morrison of California and Hillary Nelson of Colorado returned to Nepal's capital today after becoming the first people to ski down from Mount Lhotse's 8,516-meter summit. Morrison says he was determined to make it.
I had pretty good confidence. And there were lots of, the weather was an issue, our equipment was an issue, the weather in Kathmandu, just getting our equipment flown up there was an issue. I was always fearful, but we just kept pushing.
Lhotse is a sister peak of Everest, and the two mountains share most of the climbing route. In other sports news, the Winnipeg Jets open a season of high expectations when they visit the St. Louis Blues in NHL action tonight. The Jets advanced to the Western Conference final season and are eyeing another deep playoff run in this campaign. Also tonight, the Ottawa Senators host the Chicago Blackhawks. In Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers are turning to young right-hander Brandon Woodruff to start Game 1 of their National League Division Series today against the Colorado Rockies. Woodruff is 3-0 with a 3.61 earned run average in 19 games this year with 4 starts. Injured shortstop Dansby Swanson didn't make the Atlanta Braves roster for its National League Division Series with the Dodgers, which kicks off tonight in Los Angeles. His replacement is Charlie Culberson, someone familiar to the Dodgers. Culberson is making his third straight playoff appearance and helped LA advance to the World Series last year. A potential Calgary bid for the 2026 Winter Games is one of three that will be proposed as an official candidate for approval, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said today. The upcoming ski season will be Canada Eric Gay's last. The 37-year-old Montreal native says he plans to retire at season's end. The 3-time Olympian is Canadian's most accomplished alpine ski racer, having reached the World Cup podium on 25 occasions and captured 3 World Championship medals. A spectator has been struck on the head by a golf ball at the Dunhill Links Championship in Scotland less than a week after a similar incident at the Ryder Cup left a woman potentially losing vision in her right eye. The spectator was pictured bleeding from a head wound after being hit by a tee shot from Tyrell Hatton on the 15th hole at Kingsbarns, one of the 3 courses staging the Dunhill Links. She was treated on the course by paramedics before being taken by buggy to the medical center on site. In local sports, The Belleville Senators take on Utica Commons for an away game on Saturday. Two local junior hockey teams play tomorrow evening. Wellington Dukes will be at Coburg, and the Trenton Golden Hawks will host North York. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today, high of 21 with temperature falling to 16. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 0 with patchy frost. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 12. At 4:10, it's 21 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sierra Turry reporting for QNET News. News on 91X, next at 6.